you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to the next episode of the podcast, which is 108,
I believe. 108. Last week we had Mr. Smosh on here. Very fun.
And now we have actually two guests who tower him in views, subscribers, and notoriety.
Please, big round of applause for the Tucker brothers. We have Harrison Tucker and Jackson Tucker.
A.K.A. the Broccoli Brothers.
A.K.A. Game Bros.
A.K.A. the Ukrainian Rattlesnakes.
A.K.A. the inventors of Super Mega.
That's not true.
A.K.A. the brother of the creator of Kids with Problems.
A.K.A. the creator of Kids with Problems.
There's a giant list, but...
How would you like to be referred to during this podcast?
All the above.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can just pick and choose.
No, like, in order.
I like Ukrainian rattlesnakes. But you might know Jackson from back in the day, Kids of Problems. He's the fellow with the... He had the nice beard back then and the glasses. Oh, remember the beard freshman
the
year
massive
of college?
It was disgusting. Beard. It was so bad.
There was like something living in that.
I can't... See, I'm not one to judge facial hair.
Because you just tried
to
grow a mustache.
Yeah.
Ian from Smosh made fun of you.
He did. Ian from Smosh did
he
not
was like
the mustache.
Wow. So. Yeah. That was a good move on shaving it.
Thank you. It's gone now, as I said last week. But the mustache is gone. Jackson over here has a nice mustache. And Harrison, he's the elder brother of Jackson.
That's right.
And they both recently have been living with me. But they're fun guys, friends with me and Ryan. So we said, let's have them on the cast, you know?
And here we are. They're here. If you want to learn more about them, where could they go to see whatever you're working on or where you put your voice?
So, for starters, if you work at any of the companies I've sent my resume to, feel free to reach out to me. but otherwise, obviously, I started doing stuff with Matt years ago, and then he moved out to sunny Los Angeles, California.
And abandoned you.
Yeah. But, you know, who got their college degree?
We don't
degree?
Need to get into the semantics.
Who got their college degree?
Okay.
And
well,
gets to move out here.
Yeah, oh. You know.
And now Matt's living on our couch.
Yeah. Matt actually lost his lease.
We flip-flopped.
We don't need to go into that amount of detail. But actually, Jackson, we haven't even announced this yet. But Jackson is the brains behind Super Mega Social Media.
Yeah.
Jackson is the... Is the mastermind brainstorming up those tweets, sending them out, those Instagram posts. So that's why I've been a lot more active on social media. Ryan and I still post too on social media, and I think the posts are a little better, but they're in there as well. But Jackson mainly runs social media now.
Oh yeah.
So let's give him a round of applause. Congratulations. Is it the job you've always wanted? Is it the job you pictured when you graduated?
When I moved out to Los Angeles and got my bachelor's of science degree, I really wanted to run social media for a YouTube channel.
Specifically a Let's Play.
Specifically my best friend's Let's Play channel. So I'm living the dream. I get a fantastic minutely rate.
You know, Los Angeles is the city of dreams.
Now you're running social media. Look at that. You got your college degree. Now you're running social media for a Let's Play channel.
You couldn't dream of this.
No, I couldn't. I would never have been able to dream of this when I was in school.
No, never.
For 1 year.
But yeah, so otherwise, I'm on other social media. Jackson A. Tucker. Pretty simple.
What about you, Harrison?
I use mostly just, I once like, whenever I get
He's on
the
Flickr.
If I get the bite in the butt to use Twitter ever again, it's like at Harrison Tucker, I think, but it's HARRYSON.
Harrison.
Harrison Tucker, I think.
That is it.
Okay.
I know your handle better than you, Harrison. Well, I'm always on your Twitter looking
at your
tweets.
Speaking of bites in the butt and social media, I think that Harrison wanted to clear something up at the very start of this episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matt has a stolen ass valor right now.
I didn't intentionally do it. I posted a picture on my Instagram story of Harrison walking down by a river. And I never claimed it to be me. It was just a picture of my friend.
But he never not claimed.
Right. Well, okay. I didn't want to.
Wait,
do you want me to tag
you? Is this like on an Instagram story or something?
Okay. On my personal Instagram. No, it's gone now.
I can't see the proof.
But basically, Harrison is known far and wide for, he has a very voluptuous ass. You're a 6'2", tall, skinny, white guy, but you have a impeccable ass. It really is. And
it's on my resume.
It should be, because everyone in our friend group, everyone that knows him, you know, they know him for the ass. It's a big ass. Stand up real quick. Show us.
The cake?
Yes, the cake. Stand up. Let's see it. Like, it's
Do you work that out at all, or is it just all natural?
It's just natural. It's He's natural. Just those pants are even kind of like constricting it. When it's free, it's a nice ass. But I posted on my story, and I didn't even realize that you can like very clearly see the cake there that's presented. And I got an extraordinary amount of DMs of people thinking it was me, asking me when my ass got so thick.
Thick Watson, just like nothing. Thick Watson, yeah,
like Thick Watson, Matt Thickson. let me get a taste of that cake. Just so much about the ass, and the few people that realized it wasn't me were saying like, who, like how does your friend have such a nice ass? Like,
when you're living on a couch in LA looking for a job, you need every bit of validation you can get. So I had to get my respects.
Well, you got them in, man. And I hope that's been, I know the job hunt's been a little rough, but I hope that maybe the validation from teenagers on Instagram commenting on your ass, I hope that could at least boost your week a little bit.
Actually, cut that out now. I can't have my future employers hearing this.
You guys hear that? You got to hire Harrison for one reason only.
Eye candy. Well, hey, I'm trying to work in Hollywood, so.
Yeah, they'll keep you around on set just a little eye candy.
Yeah, is Kevin Spacey hiring?
Yeah.
I think he's looking for assistance right now.
He just released a new movie.
Yeah, and it got like $125 in the box office the first day?
Let's give the man credit. Let's give the man credit.
I don't want to sell him short. But
y'all laugh, but I wish I had $126.
who is his co-star that came out?
It was
like
Ansel Elgort or whatever his name is. What's his name from Baby Driver?
Ansel, wait, him? Like the main guy from Baby Driver?
Yeah.
He's the one who defend. Well, of course, he would probably defend.
Because I know he was in the movie with him, and then the dude from Kingsman, the main character, the main guy from Kingsman.
So wait, both two young, attractive, like you know, young kids are defending
Baby.
Kevin Spacey.
The one
are
that
they
goes
defending
by
him,
Baby.
Or are they just in a?
No, they
was
said,
the movie shot after or before?
Definitely before.
Before I'm talking about the people that came out and was like, he needs a second chance.
Oh, was it the guy?
It was a girl. It was like a female co-star.
Yeah, I didn't think it was him.
Oh, Robin Wright came.
Robin Wright, yeah. She was like, let's give Kevin Spacey a second chance, even though it was like a couple months ago.
If that's the hill she wants to die on, she can go ahead and do that. But
it's not a good career move.
No.
Look at the bright side, guys. Louis C.K. is back.
That's right.
He's back and better than ever.
He did it.
In your local New York club at like midnight.
On your local New York subway.
After 3 months.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Well, okay, why does so many... Was Louis C.K. big at the Laugh Factory?
If the Laugh Factory is a place where comedians kind of congregate, then
it's
I would
like
have to assume.
It's like a stomping ground, yeah. I think, yeah.
It's where one comedian specific ended his career. Michael Richards, Mr. Cosmo Kramer. I can't see. I've passed the Laugh Factory before, and I can't. Every time I see that place, all I can think of is this, the Kramer.
No, whenever I see like videos of comedians doing stand-up and I see Laugh Factory, that's where my mind is.
I see the YouTube screenshot of Michael Richards on stage yelling.
Also, we figured out he's the poorest member of Seinfeld, the Seinfeld cast, right?
Well, yeah, not.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, did you see that episode with him in a... He was on Jerry Seinfeld's show.
Comedians in Cars?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't mean it.
Jerry, I didn't know. Whoa! Whoops!
He's a very eccentric man.
He is. And then we were looking at the net worths of all the Seinfeld people, and Jerry, of course, is
stupid
rich. Supposed to mean when you say of course.
He's got like PewDiePie money.
He has PewDiePie money. But Michael Richards.
Not Michael Richards.
But Kramer's the poorest. I think it goes like Kramer, Jason Alexander, Julia Louis. Is it Louis or Louis?
Julia CK. Louis? Julie Louis CK.
Roberts. And then Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's what? Like
almost a billion.
Almost. It's like 900 million.
Still not more than Kylie.
Wait, no, let's start a GoFundMe for Jerry Seinfeld to get him to a billion. Come on, guys.
Because people, for those of you who don't know, apparently people started like Kickstarters for Kylie to get her to a billion so she could be like the youngest billionaire.
Trying to beat out my man Mark.
Is that how, what?
Yeah.
That's how it happened?
No. But people were trying to get her to a billion when she was at like 900 something million. So I say we should do the same for Jerry Seinfeld.
I agree.
Get him to a $1 billion network.
Would he be the funniest billionaire? No, actually, Jerry Seinfeld's not that funny anymore.
No.
His whole thing's like, I'm not doing college campuses anymore because of the PC culture.
George, it's too politically correct.
And then Michael Richards comes in. What are you talking about, Jerry?
And like loses like another like half of his $1 million.
Half of his million? I think he's still on the like the eight.
He has 45 million. I remember that.
That's a lot. Night. I mean, imagine doing one show and then coming out with that much cash.
Imagine being labeled the poorest of anything, but still having $45 million.
Yeah, it's not really something that's like a shameful. It's like I'm the poorest member of Seinfeld, but I do have $45 million. And apparently, the reason they make so much money is because the way Seinfeld's syndicated. I had a high school history teacher tell me this, and he was full of shit. So I don't know how true this is.
Yeah, they'll teach about Seinfeld in the South, but not the Civil War.
South Carolina history, yeah.
He was like, he said that every time an episode of Seinfeld airs, Jerry Seinfeld gets $1 million.
It's something like that. I mean,
it's some ridiculous.
He gets a lot of money per episode because of the contract that he got.
He got a good contract. Who's his lawyer?
He was smart.
I need his lawyer.
He was smart.
Larry David was his lawyer.
I was just about to say that. Larry David is
just as rich because of. He's just as rich because he has the same contract because they're both co-creators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why he's like stupid rich.
He's way funnier than Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Plus Curb.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else Jerry did that made him that much money. B-movie?
He sunked all
in
of
the B-movie game?
Oh, you're right.
Advertising for that movie was so off. Like, it was like live action Steven Spielberg. Like, they were going. It was like a studio tour type look. And that's how they introduced the
B-movie.
For B-movie? Yeah.
Didn't they have commercials
Steven
where it was
like,
Jerry
I'm working
Seinfeld?
On a new movie that's going to blow you away.
Wait. Was B-movie Steven Spielberg?
No.
He had something to do. Or like he was in, I'm going to look up B-movie Steven Spielberg and I'll show you the video.
Well, the weirdest thing happened was, so it was me, Jackson, and our other brother. There's another one. We were in Amsterdam and we're sitting at the weirdest Airbnb. It was so weird. But on the wall in this room where we thought we were going to die was the whole entire script of the B-movie written on a post-it note.
Wait, like somebody wrote it out by hand?
By hand, yeah.
Because I know that that's the meme where it's like the entire script of B-movie on a t-shirt.
Yeah, but this is written by hand on a post-it note.
That's
and
weird.
This
that's
Airbnb was already terrifying.
Air B and B.
Oh.
Get it?
Like with the emoji.
Fucking you though. Weren't there commercials for B-movie where it was Jerry Seinfeld like IRL in a B costume? Or did I dream
there was
that?
Something with, there was something weird. Where he wore a B costume.
He's like, you gotta see my new movie!
I got a fat... Oh, wait, where is
I do
it?
Remember,
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's right. It's the one with Steven Spielberg. He goes...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! This is a nightmare.
It's wonderful. Then Steven Spielberg walks up and is like, Jerry!
This is
he's
definitely...
A, and then he goes on that.
Michael Richards walks in and says the line.
This is definitely
his
like,
famous line.
That was like his midlife crisis was making B movie. Like,
Jerry?
Yes.
That was definitely a midlife crisis for Jerry Seinfeld was making B movie.
Like honestly, he probably thought in his heart that he was going to connect with the kids.
Well, because it's DreamWorks and they did Shrek.
Yeah.
And Shark Tale. So
got that movie even
American classics.
I think
wait,
that,
is this the part where you guys do movie reviews?
Yeah, this is the part we do movie reviews. Today we're gonna be reviewing Shark Tale.
Well, I remember like Shark Tale, like the whole message of Shark Tale was like Jack Black's character was coming out as gay or something.
Remember how sexy that was?
That's what the message
was. That the message
he
of the
was
movie?
Like, Dad, I'm a vegetarian. Like, he's like, no son of mine's a vegetarian.
Oh. I love that. Wasn't there like a scene in that movie with like a sexy fish doing a car wash?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In the car wash scene?
Also, there's a montage with the song Car Wash.
What a weird subplot of like whale wash.
whale wash. That was it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The wash.
And Will
whales.
Smith is getting jiggy with it?
Oh, yeah. Will Smith was the main character.
I think this.
Never mind. I don't want to say that.
This requires a rewatch.
It's just the character design for Will Smith's fish is a little bit suspect, is all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm remembering. Yeah, it is.
So is the lady.
No, the weirdest part was is that like finding
you know
Nemo.
What I'm talking about though.
Yeah, okay. But like finding Nemo, it's literally just here's a fish and it's gonna talk. For Shark Tale, they put the face of the actor like on top of it. And it's terrifying.
It's like they mocapped like their face and then just put it like onto a poorly designed 3D fish model.
Uncanny Fish Valley. Like, it's very.
It's the same thing that they did with like A Bug's Life and then Ants. Ants made the faces like a little too.
Also,
I hated the way Ants looked.
Worst part, you're the main character in Ants, is right?
He's the main character of Ants.
Wait,
you know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know who the main character in Ants is? It's Woody Allen.
Wait, Woody Allen's the main character of Ants?
Yes.
Did you not know that? Well, I guess. I'm a little ant, and oh god, look, there's the queen ant, but she's not of age yet. Oh god, but it's also my daughter.
my stepdaughter ant, also my girlfriend.
Hey, it's the stepdaughter from a previous marriage.
Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be speaking.
I like
Ill
on the record
it.
That even jokingly. Actually, kind of jokingly, Ryan defended Woody Allen.
I think the thing about Ants that upset me always as a kid was just the
Woody Allen.
Well, first of all, Woody Allen, but
the battlefield scene where they're all decapitated.
That too.
That's like
just the character design is weird. It's not.
It's uncanny.
Apparently,
it's
a lot of people actually prefer Ants to Bug's Life. A lot of people consider.
No, I just rewatched Bug's Life like about a few months ago, and I have to say. It holds up.
I love Heimlich. I really like Heimlich. Is that his name? The big old butterfly or caterpillar?
I'm a beautiful butterfly. Pretty much like one of the pigs from the Shrek movies.
Oh, yeah.
Animated movies love making fun of foreigners at the time. So
fat
they'd
foreigners.
Have,
fat.
Yeah. There's the fat German character.
Foreigners.
That was a big trope.
Oh, yeah.
Simpsons did it. Bug's Life did
this
it.
This chair is just something
It's okay.
Else.
Guys, Shrek did it.
You're making fun of Germans. It's okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Speaking
of Bug's Life, this is also one of the DMs I got yesterday about Harrison's ass. Kim K, Bug's Life looking ass. Look at that motherfucking cake, goddamn.
That was my favorite one that you sent.
That's a pretty good one. So
I know
whoever
what they
said
mean.
That.
They say Bug's Life looking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Their asses
mm-hmm.
pop.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because in Bug's Life, they had that.
That spider?
They had that cake. My God.
Oh, no.
Even the main, even Flick. Like, Flick's ass was there, right?
Matt looking like the walking stick over there.
Did you like the reversal of the ladybug character? It was a dude.
That was probably right? like right. The leading
gender politics. It's actually in the canon of gender politics films.
Pixar put an ally in there.
Yeah,
forever grateful for that. They led the movement back then for trans rights with that character in Bug's Life.
I don't. Know
I just like the sound effects they used for the flea whenever it was jumping around.
He had like that tear, like deep. I don't remember his voice. It was like just that super deep, like raspy voice.
It was the pig from Toy Story, the same guy that did the pig's voice.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's in like in every Pixar. That guy's in every, like,
you'll hear him just in the distance over and like. Who is he in Finding Nemo?
He's the giant school of fish.
Okay. Yeah.
I just remember he had a show on Travel Channel called Made in America, and he just went around and just went to American factories. This is like pre like crazy American era.
Oh wow! I forgot. Toy Story 4 comes out less than a year. From now,
what's gonna happen?
But the script, like everything that's gone on with that movie, is kind of faltered. I know the person who was directing it isn't directing it anymore.
It's a 3D movie. How are you gonna tell actors what to do?
Wait, is Joan Cusack married to John Cusack?
No, that's his sister,
dude.
Gross,
Matt.
I don't know. Are they really brother and sister?
Yeah. There's another one who's in Breaking Bad. There's two sisters.
Oh wait, Michael Cusack. No wait.
See, mention Breaking Bad, Matt's eyes
it's
light up.
No, not in Better Call Saul. It's Chuck's wife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She was on the show I worked on.
I remember. What show did you work on?
Mr. Mercedes.
Why don't you plug yourself? And at the credits, doesn't your name go across the screen?
Yeah, my name's in the credits. So yeah, I always wanted to work in film, and I got to do it in
Harrison Tucker
in good old South Kakalaki, and that's what I moved out here to do.
What was your role?
I was the I worked for the post department, so I was like the liaison between.
Oh, the mail.
yeah, I worked in the mail room.
No. Yeah, the post department.
I got to work on set and like with the post department, so it was fun. Let's see, I'm trying to think of. Oh, okay. The craziest person I met was the guy who RoboCop. like the guy who was RoboCop was a guest director.
Really?
Yeah, but I was getting coffee one day and there's this guy in there. He's just going on about he has a cappuccino, an espresso, an affogato, and a chai tea all at the same time and drinking all of them. And like you can look at people and like you can tell that they have like a little bit of money in class just from like the way they're dressed and the way their mannerisms were. I'm like, okay, this guy's like somebody. I don't know who he was. And they started talking about like Italian Renaissance art, just going on about it. And these poor like baristas just had to listen to everything. And then he started going on about how he has a house in Italy and how he can speak Italian and just like telling these girls they need to come to Italy and everything. And he's like, yeah, I'm here right now. I'm working on a TV show. I was like, wait, because we were having a guest director. And he's like, yeah, I'm working on Mr. Mercedes. And it was insane. But he's the guy who was RoboCop. But he's talking about this Italian Renaissance. And 2 days ago, I saw a tweet and it's like, RoboCop is teaching a class in New York on Italian Renaissance art. So, there you go.
That's crazy, dude. Did you have fun shooting on set and goofing off with all the cameras?
The funniest thing was apparently not this season, but the season before, Stephen King was on there and everyone to get a picture. He refused to take a picture with anyone.
I've heard that. What's the director? Michael Bay. Just like, well, he'll come on set and just like fire like 30 people and then leave. And basically it's so well known that they'll tell people just to bring a change of clothes. So he'll fire people. They'll go in the car, change their clothes and just come back in. And like, he won't even realize it's the same person.
I love that.
Because he just comes on set just like, you're fired. You're fired. I've just heard that's, have you guys heard that?
Every time you bring it up, a part of me is reluctant on like, because I've heard that, but I'm not sure if it's Michael Bay.
Yeah.
It might not be Michael Bay.
It's Woody Allen.
Wait, you're fired. Oh, you're fired. I think we should talk about saving money.
With honey.
Is this honey?
That's not honey. That's not
I can't honey. Believe Super, well, Super Mega's selling out.
Okay. Chances are you've heard of Honey, the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. It may sound too good to be true. So let's go over the facts.
Okay.
Matt, you go over the facts.
I'd love to. First, you're probably wondering, how much money can Honey really save me? Turns out, Honey's already saved people over $800 million.
Each?
Not each, but in total, that's a lot of cheddar. $800 million? That's like Jerry Seinfeld's net worth, almost, minus $100 million. That's a lot more than Michael Richards' net worth. That's like more than...
I don't think Honey wants us to mention Michael Richards. Okay. But, you know, you may also be thinking, Honey doesn't work on sites that I shop at. The truth is, Honey works on over 30,000 sites like Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Newegg, J.Crew, and more.
So, the big question, how is Honey free? What's the catch? Guess what, guys? There is no catch. Honey gets a small commission from sites where Honey saves you money. So it's always free.
In fact, 10 million members trust Honey to save them money every day. But you use Honey, right?
I do. I actually used it twice this week.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Did it help out a good bit?
Yeah, you know, I ordered some new glasses. I saved like 30% because of them. And then I ordered a book. Saved like $2 there. And you know, it adds up.
Yeah, Jackson's in charge of grocery shopping, so he's the honey.
Yeah.
The honey bunny.
I'm the honey. Matt's the money.
So, you know, if you want to save like Jackson, you know, it's free to use the installs in just 2 clicks. Wait. What?
You can use the installs.
It's free to use and installs in just 2 clicks.
Get Honey for free right now at joinhoney.com/megacast. What is that, Ryan?
Honey.com/megacast.
Whoa! Oh, come on.
Right?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about earlier.
See exactly what I'm talking about.
God. Damn, why did they do that?
I know!
We're talking about Shark Tale again.
We're talking about character design of Shark Tale. I'm just... Whatever. Anyways, okay. Thank you, Honey. We love you.
Honey,
you're gonna save people a lot of money.
I legitimately use Honey still. My friends use it. Jackson over here uses it. I actually saw him using it the other day, and I was like, holy, whoa, dude, are you? Is that Honey? He's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, they sponsor your Megacast, and then look at that.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, it's full circle.
Look at that.
But, guys, you know, how have you been enjoying L.A. since you moved out here?
Us? It's pretty good. I realized today I have not seen rain, and... I don't, like, we, so we drove here, like, we did a road trip. I think we saw it one day on the road trip, maybe.
Where was the place we went to the brewery? It was the place in the Sacha Baron Cohen.
It was Arizona.
Kingsman, Arizona.
Yeah, and Kingsman, Arizona, we saw rain.
That was nice. That's the last time I saw rain, too.
When's the last time it rained in L.A.?
Months.
South Carolina, it rains like every week.
Yeah, and I love that. I miss the rain.
Like people, like, I would be posting Instagram stories and just be like pouring and flooding because it just like floods at like a drop of a hat in South Carolina.
We're all from South Carolina, by the way.
Yeah. We're just a couple
everyone here on this podcast.
We're a couple of low country, or actually, Ryan's not from the low country.
Ryan's from the...
he's a Midland boy.
I'm from the fucking capital, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you put some respect
on
that?
Capital of Columbia, South Carolina.
You know, Charleston used to be the capital, Ryan. That's all I'm saying.
Capital of slave trade.
Ooh. Yes, but also the capital of South Carolina. Yes. Damon, I hate how... But why did Charleston have to do
that? Why don't you go to the market, Matt? Learn about your history.
Okay.
They actually didn't sell slaves at the market.
I worked at a gallery, and everyone just would come in like, where's this? Do you know where the slave markets are? I'm like, that's literally...
They shouldn't call them that anymore.
Yes, I'm like, they're not that.
Historically, they were, but now it's just a regular market. You could just say, where's the market?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not trying to defend what Charleston did, because Charleston doesn't need to do like a lot of apologizing and recognition, but... They're not the, like, don't call them slave markets anymore.
They shouldn't keep calling it that. You know where I can go? Where's the slave market at? Is it downtown somewhere? But didn't they actually not, wasn't the market area actually not that?
Yeah, there were plenty of places they sold slaves in Charleston, just not that one place.
So on Super Mega Cast, we'll defend Woody Allen, we'll defend slave trade.
I'm just like, Charleston's such a wonderful city and cool place, and I'm just like, why'd they have to do
that? You know the worst part about the market
then?
Is, though, actually, if you go in the market, that giant building on top of it, is the dot of the Confederacy headquarters.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, I passed that.
Yeah.
The Daughters of the Confederacy. I love those
Daughters
guys.
Of the Confederacy?
They're in Borat, aren't they? Doesn't Borat talk to the Daughters of the Confederacy?
But I don't know, but it's like, basically you have to have relatives who were in this, who fought in the Civil War to be part of this club.
This sounds like some Marvel villain type thing.
They're the Daughters of the Confederacy.
They're
the
Avengers. I think they're the people.
The Avengers versus the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Hail Daughters of the Confederacy. But so a lot of the history of the Civil War and like the resurgence of Civil War pride changed in the South because like it was pretty bad like after Reconstruction. But the Daughters of the Confederacy, the people who like kind of helped bring the resurgence of like pre-Civil War pride, they're not a good group.
Also, don't they think Abraham Lincoln is like a...
They view him as a villain, yeah.
Well, like that's like, I don't know if they think that, like the sons of the people who like want the Confederate flag out.
I forgot there's the Sons of the Confederacy too.
Yeah.
Are they like...
That's the sequel.
After they defeat the Daughters of the Confederacy.
That's or Metal Gear game.
Wait, guys, real talk. Can we just have
Metal Gear Solid and the Sons of the Confederacy?
Can we just have people the Confederacy?
Yeah.
That's what we really need.
Wait, what if like the Avengers fight the Sons of the Confederacy? They defeat them, and then the sequel is where they bring the all-female cast of Daughters of the Confederacy.
And the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's Melissa McCarthy. She's the leader.
I'm just imagining Robert E. Lee with the gauntlet.
Snaps his fingers.
And like, the Union's gone.
That's good.
Honestly, okay. Also, so I don't know if you've talked about this on the podcast, but how we have a hobby now of just watching Family Guy.
It
just reminds me of that one episode when like it was Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant, and Robert E.'s like, "Fine, we'll give up slavery, but you still can't make us read."
And let's talk about Family Guy. We're on season 3 right now.
Oh boy,
we've been watching it almost every day. It started out as a joke.
This is y'all three.
Yeah.
I have no part in this.
We tried to get
Ryan to watch Family Guy with us.
You left the apartment.
I've had my stages of binging Family. I'm done. I can't.
We're not binging. It's like, you know, when you go and taste wine, you're enjoying wine.
Yeah.
We're not binging wine at a wine tasting.
Yeah, we're not alcoholics.
Yeah, but
we're
when you go wine tasting, you don't go like every day of the week.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, but I wouldn't.
We're sommeliers, but for Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like we've been... We're almost on season 4, and I'm excited to see the changes, because after season 3 is when Fox canceled Family Guy for several years, and they brought it back season 4, and it's still going. But I'm excited to see the changes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, Ryan was over at my place, and we had watched Better Call Saul, because we watch that every week when it airs, and
I don't.
We tried to get Ryan to stay and watch some Family Guy, wouldn't do it. I was a little hurt by that, but I don't want to get into that on the podcast.
I will watch the one episode that I do like.
Which one's that?
Where they go back in time to the pilot episode.
The one when Peter becomes a millennial.
Whatever season that is, you update me, I'll be there.
We're not there yet.
Do you know what season it is?
I think it's 9. I was looking through this.
Well, you guys got a while to go.
We do.
Season 9, I'll be happy to be a guest in your humble abode to watch Family Guy with you. Specifically that one episode.
we did watch an episode where Peter, it's a recent one, where Peter becomes a millennial.
It's so bad.
And it's, yeah,
that's,
honestly,
that's not first three seasons.
It was one of, and this is, there's a lot of bad Family Guy. Most of it's bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This was like, I think this honestly took the cake for worst Family Guy episode I've ever seen.
I think one of the worst things I've seen.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I was, basically, the recent episodes of Family Guy come off as, like, Seth MacFarlane's really bitter towards everyone and everything, so he just uses Family Guy as his outlet just to attack everything.
Because they'll have, like,
well,
really...
he uses Brian as his outlet.
Yeah, yeah, Brian is, like, his personal, like, mouthpiece to say all the shit that he doesn't like.
Well, he'll have these jokes, and, like, obviously, like, Family Guy makes a lot of, like, really weird nuanced jokes, but sometimes he'll have jokes and... I don't think anybody knows what they're about except for him. And he's just like trying to get a jab at someone or something.
Yeah, like he'll jab at like a celebrity that like everyone's cool with. And it's like, what was that about?
But the one good thing to bring this full circle that Family Guy is great about is calling out people in like Hollywood and celebrities.
Like, yes. It called out like Kevin Spacey.
Like years before and wasn't, came out.
Wasn't that at a speech thing or was it in a Family Guy?
It's in a Family Guy episode.
Oh, it's Stewie. Never mind.
Yeah.
Low King.
Also,
Lots of other ones too.
He recently, they were doing a bit on a recent episode about like the Weinstein stuff, and they had a meeting where it's like a lot of the people that were
instead of the Avengers, it was
yeah, it was the Avengers.
The offenders.
It was the yes, exactly. And then they ended the bit by saying, "Where's Matt Damon? Isn't he supposed to be here?" And they said he'll be here soon enough. So I wonder if they're predicting or not. They know it and they're like waiting for
to
it.
To be honest, like Matt Damon and the Affleck brothers are not very good people.
No,
they made a good movie.
Which one?
Good Will Hunting.
True.
And like, I haven't seen it.
It sucks because like Casey Affleck's like a good actor.
He's like a horrible person.
He's like a terrible person, yeah.
Robin Williams did wonderfully in that film.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah. I never liked Matt Damon's character because his character's just an asshole. But
yeah. I'm smart. What? So what? I'm going to go continue to be a janitor.
We watched The Social Network last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Fucking tight movie.
Oh, I'm in the middle of... I still have to finish it. I started watching The Dark Knight last night again.
Ooh.
For another viewing.
I watched those so long. I don't remember anything. I think I watched like the middle one and that was it. Like back in Seattle.
I'm so
like,
into
ages
them for
ago.
A while.
I'm not wearing hockey pads. Come on. Guys, The Dark Knight.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You want to see a magic trick?
You want to know how I got these scars?
My father was a drinker.
What movie is this?
I'm not getting these.
Are we still talking about The Social Network?
Are we still talking about Family Guy?
Are we still talking about Honey?
No. In fact, we're going to talk about
honey.com/megacast.
How about we talk about Loot Crate?
Okay. Should we open it live on the podcast?
Yeah, well, let's open our loot crates live on the podcast.
Okay.
Right, let's go get our... Guys, entertain the masses while Ryan and I go fetch our loot crates from the other room.
Give us a topic to talk about.
Give us something to talk about. Come on, improv. I'm just looking at Shark Tale.
Okay, you come up with one word, I'll come up with another word.
Yes, and?
Okay. So the first kind of subject is...
Coal mining.
Coal mining.
And I'm going to do... child labor laws.
Go. Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is a pretty big hat.
So are we combining coal mining and child labor laws?
I mean, they go hand in hand, I guess, anyway.
Hey, it actually kind of goes with Nestle.
Oh, yeah.
Nestle apparently.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Apparently Nestle, like, isn't, like, using actual child slaves.
Oh, yeah. So Nestle's always been bad with, like, South America and stuff like that. As we all know, there was the whole banana fiasco, the cocoa fiasco.
What's the banana fiasco?
That wasn't them. That was Chiquita and lots of the other brands on there.
I like that little Chiquita.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've been practicing so much Spanish here.
Go on.
But yeah, they use child labor, underpaid labor, slave labor, lots of good stuff.
Just like the Clintons?
Just like the Clintons. Matthew Watson's favorite book, Clinton Cash.
How much of this? So we're hoping that we can steal some of this loot crate stuff from Matt and Ryan.
Okay, so how was the conversation?
Oh, we talked about the Nestle slavery.
The what?
How Nestle is using child slaves.
Oh, okay. We didn't get very far.
So, Matt, for the first part of this ad read...
You know who doesn't use child slaves?
Excuse me.
Loot Crate.
they don't, as far as I know.
We're going to open up our own loot crates, and we're gonna guffaw at whatever they've sent us.
We're opening a live... I've actually never opened a loot crate
Neither
in my
have
life.
I. What I mean, it's a shoebox now, right? And yes. Was it always a shoebox? Whoa!
Okay. All right, I opened it up.
Rick and Morty!
Look at this, I got a Rick and Morty Morty Monster Mayhem.
Morty Monster Mayhem!
Which one's yours? Mine's this one? Oh, that's dope. Oh, I got a little notebook that's got...
Okay, I actually like this. It's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
What? Let me see. Oh, shit, there's a Courage the Cowardly... Okay, that's really cool.
Do we just get the same stuff?
I think we did.
That's awesome.
Check it out. I got a shirt, too. What shirt is this? This is, hold on. It's got baseball bats on it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a Batman pop socket. Here you go, Jackson.
Wait, what shirt is this?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Got a Harley Quinn notebook.
There you go.
Oh, my God. We got a Batman. Speaking of, you were just talking about Batman, Ryan. Got a Batman pop socket.
I gave one to Jackson. Is my shirt the same as,
I think so.
What is this? What is the reference?
Wait, does it tag say anything?
What's in a tech? What's that from?
Is it like, let me see.
Here we go. It's,
INITech.
Office Space.
Is that, oh, yeah, okay, never mind. It's when they took the baseball bats to all the shit in the parking lot.
Oh,
that's
I see.
That's what the reference is, okay.
Well,
now I can wear this. Okay, sweet.
Loot Crate, thank you so much for sending us these.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that. For those curious about Loot Crate, it's a monthly subscription service where you get a box delivered direct to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Crate curates/designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you! Woo!
This ain't your mama's crate. Over 30 million loot crates have been sold. You get a new crate every month with tons of cool stuff in it. The September crate, for example, has four incredible franchises, including Marvel's Venom, Alien, Predator, and X-Files.
Also, Matthew, there's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate.
Ah! So guys, this month's crate will sell out. You only have until Wednesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. to guarantee your order, or this crate will be gone forever. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate, guys. We're not done.
Subscribe now.
Excited.
Hey.
He's doing an ad read over here.
This is what earns the bread, boy. Can I do this?
Are you going to let us finish
can
our
I
ad read,
yes?
Jackson?
Do you talk?
I can.
Can I continue?
Wait, do they pay you guys for these?
Jackson, can we finish?
Sorry, Matt. I'm kind of fuming right now.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I got it. Could you just take the last two words before
sure.
the parentheses?
Sure.
Okay. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/super and enter our code super to save an exclusive 15% off
your subscription.
Thanks.
Of course. Once again, guys, subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/super and enter our code super to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. Thank you so much, Loot Crate, for sending us those fresh crates. I hope that you guys can go out and get that September crate before it sells out.
Haha! Money, 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 money.
Ryan, can he have your pop socket so we can have three pop sockets? Oh, it's
yeah. That was Ryan's.
Oh yeah, here. Okay, wow.
Morty Monster.
Do you know we're not allowed to call our things pop sockets, Ryan?
Yeah, because it's the same thing as I think Kleenex and Jacuzzi. Right.
Oh, it's like
it's the same problem that you run into with those.
Because it's like they started it, so like you just associate the word with it. I guess.
Yeah.
Same with Velcro, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Well, the whole thing with Velcro was like. A few months ago, it came out that, like, they're about to lose the rights to their name because that can happen if a brand becomes too big with that kind of thing.
Really?
So like trying to like reclaim it and be like, no,
reclaim.
That's taking back Velcro. Call it a loop and a strap. It was like a giant ad campaign I saw for like a month, and then it just ended.
A Velcro. Loop that's and a strap. That's our word.
Yeah,
we're taking back the word Velcro.
So right now I have 3 pop sockets on my phone.
No, you have 3 phone socket holders.
No, these are actually licensed pop.
Well, 2 R's,
not that.
2 R's.
The third one is Super Mega Brand.
That shitty Super Mega one.
Okay, it's not shitty. First of all,
it just ripped the back off my phone. What the fuck?
Oh my! All the insides of my phone are spilling out.
It ripped the guts out
because of the Super Mega Pop grip socket for your phone, which will be available on our website soon. I don't know if we've announced that yet at this point when the podcast drops. Probably not, but very, very soon. It's been a big work.
My favorite pop socket that I've seen, is it yours, which is like the geometric one?
Yeah.
I like that one. I
got that one in Tokyo, baby.
My favorite's the Super Mega one.
Stop.
What about Super Mega butt plug?
Super Mega butt plugs?
You know, like the little ones that like the little star and like they'll like bend over? Yeah.
We get basically like a Super Mega butt plug, because you know the butt plugs that basically have like...
Just put a pop socket
It looks like the back of your pop socket. That's where I got the idea from.
Yeah, because then you could have the Super Mega logo coming out your butt.
Would
you guys
that.
Be interested if we sold Super Mega butt plugs? You could rock Super Mega.
I think
like
it would be
logo.
Actually really good if you had, you know, the like the kits, and it's like helped to build your
make-a-willy.
Your butt, so like it'll like the width can get bigger.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The anal enlarging.
Yeah, I think you should make a kit of Super Mega ones.
That's a really good idea.
Anal enlarging, isn't that just gaping?
It's a gaping kit.
It's basically just like making your ass.
You
bigger.
Work your way up. Yeah.
Digging up whole day.
I think that's a money opportunity.
I think,
right,
Harrison, we might have to bring you on.
What can I say?
As a merch director for
toy
Super Mega.
Toy merch designer?
You could be the new toy designer for Super Mega.
Yeah.
That's what I've always dreamed of.
Game Grumps too, man. You can design toys for Game Grumps as well.
Yeah, I like this.
So I'd like to announce a project that we've all been working on. We've actually been working on a Fortnite XXXTentacion tribute music video. It's been a couple months in the works.
I pitched it to be a whole album, but they only wanted to do the one song.
Well, so the reason it's taken so long is because we actually had XXX on board at first. But...
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
We had to turn it into a tribute.
He went to Tilted Towers and he dropped the Tilted Towers.
He went to the Loot Lake in the sky.
Oh my God!
There's a sect of Twitter that will piss off. I tweeted out a Minecraft skin of XXXTentacion, and that upset some people.
Honestly, good. I mean, like, if you're gonna defend a known abuser of women,
I literally tweeted out,
but
just
not
a
Woody
Minecraft
Allen, right?
Yeah,
not Woody Allen, dude. Not my Woody Allen.
Hashtag not my Woody Allen.
I love Woody Allen, man. He's my hero.
He's so funny.
What about
him? He's so funny. His movies are hysterical.
My favorite part about his movies is like, it's just literally the grossest looking man getting like these beautiful women. He's like, they love me because of my intellect and my wit.
When you say that, is that because he plays every lead character?
Yes.
Sorry, that's just, I'm so annoyed by the squeaking.
Do you want to trade chairs?
No, I'm
it's like that episode of SpongeBob SquarePants where he's got the squeaky boots on.
It's,
Yo! If some hype beast brand wants to make a bunch of money on nostalgia, because a lot of the kids buying the hype beast stuff grew up in the era of SpongeBob and stuff, they should make like squeaky boots and then put their logo on it, like the Supreme logo on really squeaky boots.
You can have
it's
that
WD-40
Supreme.
For that. You guys want to know a little engineer's saying? Do you want to know a little engineer's saying?
Yeah, what is it?
If it's moving and it's not supposed to, duct tape. If it's supposed to move and it's not, WD-40. That's just like a little saying.
And that's how we got on the moon, fellas.
That's how we did it. Duct tape and WD-40. Do you guys like
that? Can you believe they're not going to show them planting the flag on the moon?
Unbelievable.
What the fuck has our nation
I'm cutting
come
the
to?
Nike out of my space
cutting,
suit for this.
I'm cutting the Nike out of my American flag.
I'm cutting my American flag in protest.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm cutting the moon out of every photo I've ever taken that has the moon in it.
I'm actually just going to get my gun and support my Second Amendment and just shoot at the moon.
Shoot the moon, guys.
Wait, do flat earthers believe that the moon is flat and like all planets are flat, or just particularly Earth and everything else is a sphere?
You know what? I don't know.
Well, like, is there a flat moon that moves?
I'm
like,
looking this up real quick. This is important.
Right above us type of thing?
I wonder if they think that, because you know you only see one side of the moon. because it's like it's locked, so it's like one face only shows towards Earth.
Yeah.
I bet they some people think it's that that's like a disc, and they only.
But how do you explain the
side.
Changing craters?
Oh, they don't think the moon's real. I think.
Wait, what? Whoa.
Okay, that takes it to a whole new.
Hold
it's one
up.
Thing to think the Earth is flat, and it's another thing to think that the moon's not real.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The moon, the tides, explain that. You can't. God.
You can't explain it.
The tides come in, the tides go out. Can't explain that.
Look at this
banana. Well, actually, you can.
My favorite is a guy who, like...
This banana's the perfect shape. As you can see, I can grip it.
I can do a lot with this if you just...
My favorite thing is, like, the guy who, like, he took a level on a plane, and he's like, look, guys, it stayed this way the whole entire time. He's like, Earth's flat.
Man, that shit looked flat to me.
I really liked it. Wait.
That was Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq's a flat earther, right?
I don't know if he is anymore. He might have gone back on that.
A lot of
sports people. For
because here's
reason.
The thing. When they put the
hip-hop artists.
One too many concussions.
I mean, they also, you know, the government administered AIDS. Did you hear, I just found this out recently. Have you ever listened to any of Jaden Smith's Sire album?
I've heard some of his music. I don't know if
Jaden
I've heard
Smith?
Anything off that
he
album.
He references building or Tower 7.
So, really?
Yeah.
What's so Tower 7?
During 9/11.
Well, Harrison.
Tower 7 was one of the World Trade. It was like World Trade Center Building 7 that also collapsed during the September 11th attacks. And a lot of conspiracy theorists say that there was no reason the building should have collapsed. And they're saying, like, why did that building also fall? So there's some secret truth about Tower 7 and that it was, like, exploded. It was like,
oh,
part
I know
of the
what
big,
you're talking about now. Yeah.
I don't even know that much about Tower 7.
Like, what is the reasoning that it fell?
Was like, it...
Wait, according what? To those globalists, why did they say it?
I think... Why did Tower 7? Was it because it was just so close to everything that was going on? It came. Did it collapse when the buildings collapsed? Like when the two towers
like
collapsed?
Explosions
it
happening.
A little bit later.
I don't know when a tragedy happens. I don't try to figure out the specifics of like building structure and stuff. Like I just like oh a plane crashed.
Yeah,
into...
But can jet fuel melt steel beams?
Yes.
Remember that meme?
No.
What is it? Is it something we could talk about on the podcast?
Oh my god, that's from the actual movie. It's another one of those Shark Tale pictures.
I just keep showing Ryan Shark Tale pictures.
Oh no!
Let me see.
Why do they do this in the Shark Tale movie?
It's a featurette, dude.
Oh, 2004, that's not even that long ago. This is about the same time the song by the Black Eyed Peas came out.
Every time I burst into laughter, you don't know why. It's because Jackson's showing me another picture as Will Smith's like fish character design in Shark Tale.
Okay, original version of "Let's Get It Started" by the Black Eyed Peas came out in 2003.
Oh my! God.
That's all not know.
That's not the version that says "Let's Get It Started." The other one, and
yeah.
So 2003 and
Let's
2004.
Let's get rambunctious and.
Here you go. Whose phone is this?
Mine.
Mine.
Can you guys believe that was a song? Like, that was like a real song on the radio.
Good old,
I want to know what he was trying to reference. Like, in specifically, if you break it down, when he's like, let's get retarded in here.
He's saying, like, we're going to dance and party so hard, we're going to get stupid. Because that's, yeah, he also says that.
Get stupid.
He says, get stupid.
Oh, because it was slang. He's like, let's get stupid.
Do you remember, when Black Eyed Peas, like, literally was the biggest thing on planet Earth for a while?
It's not right now.
They came out with that song that touched everyone's hearts. It's like,
where's the love?
Yeah.
No, I thought we were just talking about
it. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
I never realized his name was William or Will. Like,
wait, did they
until like way too
Will
long?
Did they fall off before he was a flat earther, or was that like,
was he a flat earther too?
Will I Am?
Yeah, he's like one of the biggest ones, right?
No, that's B.O.B.
Yeah.
Thinking of B.O.B.
B.O.B. But is also Will I Am a flat earther? Look that up.
Will I Am did something.
But B.O.B. is like the biggest flat earther.
Well, there's beautiful girls all over the flat world.
Beautiful girls all over the flat world. I couldn't chase them. I could be chasing them, but my time would be wasted.
Because
they got nothing on you. Girl, they got nothing on you.
Because the earth ain't round.
He'd be wasting his time just traveling one flat plane. Also, I remember when I hear that song.
How does that explain, like, if you go to somewhere, like, if you go somewhere on the far end of that flat earth, it would be a shorter flat. Never mind. It's like a shorter distance come out of.
Ryan,
I'm just trying to.
Let me put it in simpler terms for you. Okay. When you put a ball on the ground, like a basketball, does it start rolling? No, because if the earth was round, it would just roll all the way around
but
the world.
But how do they talk about, like, if you actually took a plane and just straight lined it, you would end up in the same, like, spot eventually.
They don't let the pilots know. They don't fly certain distances because they know they'll hit the end. They'll hit the storm.
It's not gas or anything.
No.
It's actually just like Fortnite. It's just the big storm around us.
The storm's coming.
actually, what we live on is a giant turtle. And what
book is that from?
I don't know.
That's from like an old
That is from
book.
A book, yeah. But also, I think a lot of flat earthers believe that gravity, because like, okay, then what's gravity? Gravity is, so Earth is a disc, essentially, and it's always moving upwards, which is pushing us down, and that's what gravity is. But if it's moving up, there still has to be gravity in the first place. Like, you're pushed down when something moves up because gravity already exists. You know? It's like, I don't get it.
See, Matt, I'd trust you if you graduated college.
This logic you're spitting is just a little too much for me.
I don't think you understand the science and the semantics behind it all.
Here's the thing, guys. You take an orange. If I pour a water bottle onto an orange, what does the water do? Does the water just pool at the top and sit still? No. It runs down the orange, around the orange. Now, I pour water onto the ground or a desk. It pools flat. It's not running forever going around the globe.
Aren't you glad?
And on the topic of that, if I have
flat.
A pen and I have an apple.
Oof. There it is.
That's it.
Jackson just destroyed you with logic.
Fuck. God, he got me.
You're not coming back from that one.
I can't come back from
if
that shit.
If you have a pen and you have an
Jordan
apple.
Peterson.
So I've got a pen. And I've got an apple. Actually, I've got a pineapple and I've got a pen. The white male and the white knight.
I noticed in interviews that people have with them, the one thing that I have noticed is that it's really difficult to have a streamlined conversation with them. Because
with Dr. Peterson?
He's always like,
no, it depends on what you mean by desk. If by desk you mean flat surface made of wood, then yes, I agree. But if desk you mean a place where the patriarchy sits at the forefront, I disagree.
Like, it's like, no, we're just talking.
You can't have a straight cut. Well, it's like, the most obnoxious thing about him is that, like, if you, like, try and refute anything, he's like, well, have you watched all of my videos?
It's like a YouTuber.
Have you
seen my videos?
Are you subscribed?
Make sure you click the bell
icon. Next time someone...
Are you using our pop socket?
Is that a Jordan Peterson pop socket on your phone?
It's just his face. He's like a lobster. Do you think about the lobster?
No.
Oh, God.
Such a good movie.
He like considers the lobsters like, oh, the new trailer just came out for The Favorite.
The new movie?
Is that his new one?
The guy, he's like
Jordan
Greek.
Peterson?
I don't know his
Wait, is that
name.
The same guy that did The Lobster and did Killing of the Sacred
Deer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm interested.
Have you seen Dogtooth?
Huh?
Have you seen Dogtooth?
No, I haven't.
That's the first movie we did. That's so good. Okay, it's my favorite.
I saw the trailer for The Favorite, and it looks really good.
I just like it because it has Sophie from Peep Show in it. As like, yeah, the queen.
Like the main character.
Killing of a Sacred Deer was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You still haven't seen Lobster?
I haven't seen Lobster,
though. My favorite of the two.
We got to watch Dogtooth. That's the best one.
Yeah, okay.
But speaking about Jordan Peterson's like obsessed with lobsters. He like considers like the best animal or something.
Is it like the most alpha animal? Like
it's something about like how they just live on the bottom of the ocean and they can live forever.
I just want to see. Has someone made an image of like the Animorph, but it's Jordan Peterson turning into a lobster?
No, actually, the lobster. I have a pen and I have an apple.
Destroyed logic. Boom. Oh. I would love like. Every time I don't know why, but when I think it's so ingrained in me, and I don't know why this is, but when I think of lobsters, I just think of the RuneScape lobster inventory icon every time. I don't know why, like that is what's stuck in my brain
for some
with
reason,
lobster.
I always think of going to Piggly Wiggly as a kid and seeing the massive tank of lobsters there.
Yeah.
Because I was so obsessed with buying one as a kid. Because I wanted as like
did
a
they have
pet?
The circular yeah. tank? Oh, there's
yeah,
one.
They did have a circular
there's one tank,
tank
where it was
yeah.
a circle and you can like walk around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are like some, the ones like because. There's a Piggly Wiggly chain that just got bought up by Harris Teeter, but there's like local ones that weren't owned, like, so their own thing. But like
Mr.
had like
K's Piggly Wiggly
a
in
fish
Somerville.
Tank that was like so small, like it
that
was,
one was like super tiny, and there were like eight lobsters.
If you weren't gonna eat them, it'd be animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember like while we're on the topic of like obscure South Carolina grocery stores? Do you remember? IBA? Was it IBA?
IBA.
ICA. And it had that creepy commercial with the little, like, CG animated dude. And he was like, you're gonna get guaranteed low prices. IGA. IGA.
Yeah, I don't
remember IGN. That jingle
IGN,
sounds familiar.
Guaranteed fake reviews. IGN.
Fake reviews.
Ding.
It was like so. The commercials were so unbelievably creepy, and I cannot find them anywhere. And I tweeted about it once, and everybody pulled up, like, the mascot, but it was like a newer version that they had gotten to look better. But I remember the original one that was terrifying. It
I
was
don't
like,
remember these because like, but we lived like in the same like right next to each other, so I don't.
Yeah, well, IGA was in
there wasn't one near
different
us,
so. Parts of Charleston. It was in like some of the.
Well, we're from Somerville, so I don't know if you know we're past the tracks.
Yeah,
so.
We were.
You guys are in good old classic Somerville.
Somerville.
I wonder South if anyone Carolina. Right now is listening from Somerville, South Carolina.
If you are, we're sorry.
That's y'all, God's favorite town, birthplace of sweet tea.
Yeah, birthplace.
Do y'all want to go hang out in North Charleston at 2 a.m.?
Sure.
Okay.
I would love to. That's where I went to high school, North Charleston.
Just walk down the street.
That's why Matt's so
see
tough.
What happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to high school in Park Circle, North Charleston. For all of you, everyone listening is like, what the fuck is that?
He did graduate high school, though. Just
I graduated
we
high school.
He did graduate high school.
So that's something.
Didn't quite have the chops for uni life, but.
Okay, Jack.
You know,
I went for a year.
As a scholar.
You watched The Social Network last night, and now he thinks he's like Mark Zuckerberg dropping out.
Yeah.
Wait, what about a. Could I still get a GED is for high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't even
I
know
have
that.
It. You two have it. Everyone who graduated high school.
Wait, so if you graduate high school, that's it. You have a GED.
GED is just general education. You got your general education.
Dead.
You know
school.
Who doesn't have a GED? 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
And Aaron.
Or XXX.
Oh, Aaron doesn't even have a GED.
So yeah, no. Aaron and Tekashi 6ix9ine, same person.
They got something in common, man. When Aaron goes to court, he shows up with a tie wrapped around his neck
yeah.
and then those big pink shoes and his outfit to court was ridiculous.
And the baggy pants.
He's going to get just beat the heck up in
prison. He will not survive prison.
Good. Yeah. I hope you're do people who support XX also support?
I don't know because, well, the thing about 6ix9ine is like he legitimately is convicted of some pedophile stuff. I don't know why big artists still work with him either. Like
Nicki Minaj.
The video's not out there,
well,
but he filmed himself doing some weird shit.
Like it's almost as good as the other video,
artists,
though.
Like defending him.
Yeah, I don't get why people defend people like that. Because also, he doesn't make good music, though, either.
Licky,
oh, my Bicky,
With Nicki Minaj?
Let me get it started.
Baby with the Robins.
Looking all rough.
My baby don't matter. They need to collab with 6ix9ine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Outkast?
Mm-hmm.
Class of 3000.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that. Apparently, wait, Wes. So my girlfriend used to babysit the girl who went to prom with Andre 3000's A son. Seven. I think his name's Seven.
I thought you were about to say with Andre 3000, and I was like, how young was the girl? Was like,
how old is your girlfriend?
Yeah. Either Harrison's girlfriend is like 60 or Andre 3000.
Well, that is correct, actually.
Yeah, sorry, ladies. Harrison is off the market.
With a 60-year-old woman.
But you can, so all the people that were oogling over his posterior on my Instagram story, he is unfortunately taken.
Well, I'll let you guys look at it, though.
Yeah.
But touching's going to cost.
You could start a Patreon for your ass.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
It's
who needs to get a job in LA when I can just sell my body?
You can sell the cake, man. Open up the cake shop. Harrison's Cake Shop. That'll be the name of the Patreon. Sell a little slice for $5, or you can sell the whole thing for $20.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I like these price points.
You do like a pinup calendar with your ass. You can like dress it up in different things.
It's just like comedy now.
It looks like a doctor.
How would your parents feel about that? It's like, our son moved out to LA and then selling pictures of his ass.
He's online. An ass model now.
But you, like, through this comedic Patreon thing, you actually get picked up as an ass model for, like, Calvin Klein and stuff.
Oh.
Dude, you have... It's nice. It's a nice ass.
My Calvin's.
And then I'm over here doing social media still 5 years from now for Super Mega.
Would that be a bad thing?
Why do you act? Why are you saying that like it's some kind of joke or like it's like not a
good
job?
Wait, the real thing, Super Mega 5 years from now? Okay.
If it's still making money.
That's all I care about.
I'm just waiting for the scandal.
The scandal's at least coming in 2021.
True.
The big, huge scandal. It's when we bring Michael Richards on the
podcast.
Just
wait until I go rogue.
You go rogue on the Super Mega account.
Or you're going to be like, you guys going to be like Rascal Flats when they played for Trump.
We're going to come do Drunk Drawing Live at Trump's 2020 inauguration.
These guys are here. They're going to entertain
Drunk
everyone.
Drunk Drawing Live is coming out soon, though.
It is, yeah. By the way, guys, Drunk Drawing Live, you can get tickets September 27th in the Los Angeles area at the Hi-Hat.
Unless they're already sold out, which I doubt they are.
They probably aren't, if I had to take a guess, because it's a test show. We've never done Drunk Drawing Live.
We got to get everything set up.
Me and Jackson will be there selling merch, so at least come for that.
Yeah,
we'll be there doing something.
You can see Harrison's ass in real life if you do come to the show.
Oh, I'm going
to
wear, like, a dress so no one can see it.
But please don't touch,
yeah,
because that's actually not cool. So if you see Harrison's ass in real life, don't be weird.
Don't stare at it. Just respect him.
Just respect his ass. Respect the cake. You know what I'm saying?
Respect the pouch.
Respect it.
Wait, what's that from?
Capri Sun.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah!
Respect the
pouch. That was in my brain. I was like, why is that in my brain? What is that?
Respect it!
Those are the commercials where he'd like jump on a Capri Sun and then he would explode instead of the Capri Sun.
I'm always scared.
The killing of children is hilarious.
I'm always scared to drink Capri Sun because, like, you know, on Facebook, they are like, they would always share like those horror stories. Like, look, I opened up my son's Capri Sun, and this was inside. It was just like
there was a human hand in this Capri Sun.
It was just like mold or something.
Like, probably because there was like a 7-year-old Capri Sun. They pulled it out of the basement. And we're like, here you go. Oh, remember the woman that put the finger in the chili at Wendy's?
Yeah, honestly though, that's a hustle right there. You got to respect that.
Yeah,
get it. Where did she get the? Did they ever find out where she even got the finger?
It was in her own fridge or freezer. It was like from some family member or something.
Where did it come from? Like,
I can't remember. She had a good old plan.
She did. It didn't work out. She went to jail, I'm pretty sure, and I'm sure Wendy's countersued with, like, a big number.
I just imagine, like, the redhead Wendy, like, in court, and just, like...
Didn't they, like, do a series of Wendy's commercials where they had the original Wendy's daughter?
Yeah.
But then they deemed her, like, not attractive enough, so they replaced her with, like, a really cute redhead
girl? I was
just
gonna say that, like, I was expecting, like, some, like, adult Pippi Longstocking-looking person, but no...
It was at first. Well, like the daughter. It was like the redhead daughter, and she was middle-aged. And then for like three commercials, when they replaced her with like...
Reba McEntire?
Was it Reba McEntire?
No, that was KFC, right?
No, they had Norm MacDonald as the Colonel, which is an incredibly bizarre casting choice for the Colonel.
Yeah, and they had the Jason Alexander... No, what's his name? Is it
Jason Alexander as the new Colonel?
Okay, that'd be pretty good.
No, it is. It is.
No, Costanza is not the new colonel of KFC.
Yes,
no,
he is.
It's Michael
There's
Richards.
There's a commercial with him. There's a commercial with him.
I don't know if Michael Richards would go over well as the
There's
new
a commercial with George Costanza.
What do you mean, Matt?
You're fucking
I
know,
I saw it.
No,
I see it on the ads before.
Jason Alexander,
colonel.
KFC. I'm going to see.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fleetwater too hot?
Okay, yeah, the Fleetwater is a little hot. You're right.
Now, back to having Mr. Richards be the colonel.
That would not be good.
Honestly, that man's not going to be in an all-linen suit. That's just asking him too much.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. You can check them out on Twitter, links in the description. And we actually do have a new project coming up with them soon. Very excited for that.
Oh,
Keep your eyes out.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
It's not movie reviews.
What? Come on, man.
Those are never happening. They told us.
That's not true. That is not true. The movie reviews are coming soon.
Sure.
Yeah, right, 5 years. We said 5 years now from Jackson's doing social media. That's when movie reviews come out.
Jackson, you can quit social media the day that we start movie reviews.
Tomorrow?
I can't quit. I was like, I think I'm like locked up.
We'll keep you in a cage.
They made me sign a horribly abusive contract.
Well, you gave you the chance to read it. You still signed it.
You're like Eduardo from Social Network.
I really wanted
to
actually...
No, that's Kids with Problems.
I wanted to make like a ridiculous, stupid, awful contract for Jackson to sign, and he'd sign it because he's like our friend and it's a joke, but then actually try to hold it up in court and be like, he signed it. So then he has to do all this awful, terrible shit and like give us all of his money and stuff. And be like, Jackson, you signed the contract. Yes, it was a jokey looking contract, but you actually signed it. So it's going to hold
but
up.
But Matt, see, I wouldn't do that.
You think I'm coming back for my 30%? I'm coming back for all.
For everything.
For everything.
Jackson comes and takes Super Mega.
Do you know how much this would mean to my dad?
Me and Harrison are just going to take over Super Mega.
Yeah, we're going to change the name.
Take Ryan and I to the wayside.
To the wayside.
We're going to have to start a new channel.
Drop you guys off at Skid Row. Bye. We literally just take your lives. Like Jackson, you'll take Lego. I'll take banana.
Oh, we put them down.
Oh yeah, no, you'll take them, but you'll have to eat them eventually. You'll just be so broke.
Wait, real quick. We made a joke in a mail video about Lego, and then Ryan's like, "Oh yeah, I put them down. I got tired of them." And then I put like I flashed a picture of him on screen with a cartoon sound effect that said "Rest in peace." Apparently, people thought it was so real. When you search Lego, like Ryan's dog Lego on Google, the most related search is like Lego put down.
What?
Like people had to see if he actually got put down. Lego was alive and well, guys. We did not.
Yeah, we saw him this weekend.
Yeah, I saw him this weekend.
He's a playful
boy. For some
reason,
he's a different breed than I remember.
No.
Dog. Well, it's the exact
was
same
he always
dog.
A bulldog?
Same dog.
You probably don't even remember what's going on.
It's just been a while, man. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, guys. It has been a blast. You're going to see these guys more here and there on our channel and elsewhere because they live in LA now.
Only
they're funny
if you want. And with their special little project that's cooking up, that's going to be pretty epic.
Me and Harrison and Jackson are cooking. Pan. We're cooking something up.
The classic boys are going to be at it again.
We're going to
be
at it again.
Better, and more badass.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But don't worry, guys. I will always be here on Super Mega. I ain't going nowhere. But thank you for coming on. I said it again for the third time. Do you want to say anything before we cut you free?
Is there lunch for us after this here?
Depends on how much there is. After Matt and I have lunch, if there's still enough for you, then yeah.
Well, that's the best thing about going out to eat with Matt. Matt never finishes food.
It made Jackson like literally like vultures like flying above him. We're just waiting. And then we'll just snack.
Like, it's not even
a
bad thing.
Do you guys ever, do you guys ever not order that much just because you know that I'm going to have leftovers?
No, I mean, like, we'll always get, let's say we're getting, like, hamburgers. Like, we'll get, like, a hamburger. We're not going to, like, not get food. But, like, me and Jackson.
It's just funny because it's like.
Like, we grew up with, so it's me, Jackson, our other brother, and our dad. So we eat, we just learned to eat fat.
It's like Malcolm in the dang middle.
It's like a fight. It's like three wolves fighting over a bone, so we're just aggressive eaters.
I'm glad you guys are aggressive eaters, and I'm glad that the podcast is now ending.
Bye.
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 Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.